So I said to her, listen, you can't come breaking into someone's house, eating their porridge, smashing up their furniture and squatting in their beds and expect to get away with it. She didn't have much colour before, but she went very pale at that. Please don't call the police, she begged. Yes, she was begging. Please just let me go home. I won't do anything like this again. Mummy and Daddy would be ever so cross if it got into the papers. They wouldn't be able to go to the golf club until it had all blown over and Mummy would have to put her bridge parties on hold. They wouldn't give me a police record, would they? She was really quaking now. They might, if we press charges, I said, as she began to understand. So, Daddy plays golf and Mummy plays bridge.
Yes, and Mummy and I go riding and Daddy plays polo.
And I expect you've got a big house and several four-wheel drives. And a convertible.
And a convertible, and a gardener, and a nanny.
She nodded. So what's a wealthy young lady like you doing stealing other people's porridge? I asked her. Doesn't your mother make you any?
No. She can't cook. I'm sorry, I was just hungry and it smelled so good.
She was beginning to cry now, and to tell you the truth, I was feeling a bit sorry for her, but I stuck to my guns. Do you realise what this has done to my son? How traumatised Baby Bear is, I said. I'm thinking of calling my solicitor and getting him to sue for compensation for mental anguish to a small bear. And it could take him years to recover. That was his favourite chair, and he's scared to go upstairs now. How would you feel if you found someone sleeping in your bed? And he can't bring himself to eat porridge anymore. Too many memories. The claim could run into millions. Your dad would soon be selling his golf clubs and his convertible. Well, to cut a long story short, we didn't have to get a solicitor. And we're really enjoying this cruise. All round the Greek islands we've been. I could get used to a life of luxury.